don't know me, if you look on Facebook or any social media under Pastor Judy Bailey's house, my maiden name is Bailey, and I just think that you should never ever forget where you came from. I think you should remember where you were yesterday and where you're at today. So, and I have a ministry called Comfort Ministries, and it's all over the place. I've had it since 2007. And basically what it is going into the highways, the byways, wherever the Lord sends me. I go, my husband and I, sometimes our children. My sister joined me yesterday and went to a nursing home to sing. I look at it this way. What goes around comes around. And we are to be about God's business every day, whatever it is. There's nothing too small, and there's nothing too big. We're just to serve Him. So, Comfort Ministries is to go in the highways and byways and comfort those with the same comfort that God gave me. That's what it is, and that's what we're supposed to do. So, that's what Comfort Ministries is. I'm the lead pastor with Walk with Christ Gospel Radio. If you don't know what that is, that's an online radio station, and it's just more than one. I mean, it's more than one station. There's 14 stations. And I have one of my own kind of Comfort Ministries radio station. So I broadcast pastors from all over the United States and overseas also. The Lord has just really blessed that ministry. So if you're interested, there are CDs in your bulletins. And it's got my information on there where you can find me, okay? I'm ready.
Just like golden city, New Jerusalem come down. 12 jasper walls and gates of pearl, such splendor all around. Well, he tells about the river of life that flows beneath the throne. Well, we'll drink and live eternally in a mansion of our own.
Let's go. That don't make you want to go. Brother, that don't make you want to go, sister, that don't make you want to go to heaven. I don't know what does. They say there is no heartache there, no cursed and no more sin. No sickness and no cross to bear, and death can enter in. No fighting and no battlefield. No war, no enemy.
If that don't make you wanna go, brother, if that don't make you wanna go, sister, if that don't make you wanna go to heaven, I don't know what does.
No more to fear, our faith will be made sight in a glorious land of endless days where Jesus is the light. Got a lot of friends and loved ones there, and a Savior I'm gonna meet. And I'll lay my crown and jewels down at the bottom of Jesus' feet.
Oh, if that don't make you wanna go, brother, if that don't make you want to go, sister, that don't make you want to go to heaven, I don't know what does.
They say there is no heartache there, no curse and no more sin. No sickness and no cross to bear, and death can't enter in. Come on. If that don't make you want to go, brother, if that don't make you want to go, sister, if that don't make you want to go to heaven, I don't know what does. I don't know what does.
Yeah! Praise the Lord!
The Lord is good all the time. Oh, you already said it. Now, we've already had this song. But are the chains broken in your life? Are they? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now, yes, I see. It was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. Like a flood, His mercies rain, unending life. Amazing grace. Thank you, Lord, for loving me right where I'm at. Make the changes that you're needing, Lord, so I can serve you. When we've been there 10,000 years, come on, bright shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. Like a flood, His mercies raise unending love. Amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. Like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Yes, I was blind, but now I see. Yes, Lord, I was blind, but now I see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still all the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the sound of the tears closes and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I have his own and the joys we share as we tarry there none other has ever known. So I'll stay in the garden with him all the night. Around me be falling, cause he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me and he talks with me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a round of applause. You know, the Lord is really, really good. Let me turn me on here. Am I on?
Hello?
There I am. Well, praise the Lord. I find it to be an honor here today. Boy, do I have some shoes to fill. Huh? Oh, my. Praise the Lord. Did Pastor Sam and Tracy tell you about God's timing while I'm here today? No? God's perfect timing. He's never late. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. He doesn't done any of that. She's barrel fall from tree. You see what I'm saying? I went to a nursing home, and I was singing and doing a church service there. And I had this little lady there in the congregation. Yes, that's a congregation in a nursing home. Okay? She said, come here. And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, you're getting ready to make a trip. And I said, yes, I am. And I'm thinking, how does she know that? I didn't say anything to anybody, nothing. And she said, well, you pay attention because there's a trip inside of that trip. And I'm thinking, say what? I had just retired. And my husband and I, we decided to go see our children. We haven't seen our children or grandchildren for a long time. So after 4,000 miles, we've seen them all. Praise the Lord. And before we left, that next day, I get a text from a pastor that I had been broadcasting for 2.5 years. He said, I need you to come on up here to West Virginia. I need you to help me handle this 4-day revival. I'm thinking, well, praise the Lord. I've never done such a thing in my life. The Lord opens up doors when he's ready. Amen. And I said, I am so sorry. I'm going to have to turn you down because I do not have the money. My husband and I don't have the money to do that. He said, oh, no, you're covered. Praise God. We have money to travel to and to cut across this way and go back down. God's perfect timing. Amen. My husband gave his testimony for the first time in the mountains of West Virginia. Praise God. Amen. See, I look at those little things that the world would say, but you know, God is God. And he's going to take care of things his way and his timing and his place. I don't care what we do. I don't care what we set up. We better be ready to move with the Holy Spirit when it moves.
because it's got a job to do. Their soul's in the balance. So I send Pastor Tracy a text, say, I'm coming up that way. Can I come sing or something? She said, let me get back with you. Let me talk to Pastor Sam. Pastor Sam, oh, that's a God thing right there. That's a God thing. I was wanting to come over here to this church and preach, but I didn't have nobody to come to take my place. And I'm thinking, say, what? You want me to do what? Take your place? Yeah, right. Anyways, that's why I'm here. Praise the Lord. So I want to give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Now, my message today, I call it Relay for Jesus. Are you running for Jesus? What are you doing in life? Seriously. What you doing? We're going to take a peek at that. But before we get started, I'm going to ask my sister to say a prayer for us, if she would.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for each and every person that's here today, Father. And Lord God, we just lift the ones up and quit making your work. Lord God, I'm just asking that the word that Pastor Judy speaks, Lord God, that it speaks to each and every one of us, Father. And as we leave here, you leave here thinking differently. And changing ourselves. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, I don't care who you are, where you've been, what you've done. God loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love that nothing in this world can love you like that. Nothing. Okay? So I want, if you have a Bible, if you could look up Hebrews 12:1. Hebrews 12:1. It's our key scripture for this morning. Now, before I read this, do we have folks watching us on what we're doing every day? That's a question. Do we? You think?
Yeah.
All right. Let's look at Hebrews. Hebrews says we do. Okay. Since we are surrounded by such a great a cloud of witnesses, surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that is so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. So, let me ask you again. Who's watching? A great cloud of witnesses. Who is the witnesses? So, everything you do, everything you say, everything you think, your motive, whatever, it is seen. I used to teach the children in children's church, you can't hide underneath that bed because God going to see you. I don't care if you dive in that deep water, he will see you there too. So nothing is hid from God's eyes. And remember, this relay for life for Jesus, there's a cloud of witnesses along with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit and his witnesses. So we are supposed to be taking our life seriously. Because we're not promised tomorrow. This could be the very last time you hear from me. Okay? So my job for my race, your job for your race, your job for your race, your job for your race, everybody's race, I cannot run it for you. And you cannot run it for me. Because each and every single one of us individually is going to stand before the Lord and give an account on what we done with what he gave us. All of us. So, there's all different types of runners in God's race. He tells us to run for him. The thing is, or you're running. Have you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, first of all? Because you cannot be a runner in God's race without accepting Him first. That's the first thing. Have you been around unsaved folks that does this and that and the other and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and they don't have their dominoes in the row like they're supposed to? Okay? They're running a race for nothing. Not for Jesus. Okay? So you'll have to make peace with the Lord before you can be a runner in this race that we're going to talk about today. Okay? One, there's several different type of runners in God's race. I mean, look at creation and all the people. Okay? And not a one of us are going to run the same way. None of us. Okay? We're all going to run different, and that's what God is wanting. He doesn't want you to run like me. Okay? He wants you to run the way He designed you to run. Amen? So the first runner that I see is, that I have seen, is one that is self-centered. It's all about them. They don't care what they do. They have to tell you everything that they're doing, and it's about I. Have you been there? Have you seen that? How'd that make you feel? Well, I don't know if I add up or not to all that. Amen? Well, I'm not supposed to add up to what you're doing. I'm supposed to add up to what I'm doing. Amen? So I got to keep my eyes on Judy and her race, okay? And being self-centered causes all kinds of problems. Jealousy, hatred. I'm going to get you bad for doing that. How dare you do that to me? You lied about me? Well, guess what? I can lie better than that. Yeah. Yeah, baby. You try to take me out, guess what? I got you covered. Amen? That's self-centeredness. Now, when I done this, the first time the Lord gave me this, He kept me up for 4 hours, and one night He gave me this message. It's a skit, and it's hilarious. But at the end, it's not, because we have to run our race. Okay? James 3:16 says, "For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in every evil thing." God is about everything being decent and in order. Okay? He's got the head. And I'm not supposed to go over that if He didn't put me there. Now, if He put me there, then I need to be there. Okay? But if there's somebody else there and I went up here, I'm not supposed to be doing this. Get out of my way. I'm taking over. Okay? God called me too. Who you think you are? I ran into all of that stuff just trying to serve the Lord. And I didn't bump heads with anybody. I was just trying to be Judy. You know what I'm saying? That's one runner that I've seen. Now you notice there's disorder with this runner. They don't know what they're doing. They may claim to know what they're doing. That's in James 3:16. And every evil thing. Every evil thing. Wow. That speaks volume to me. So when you see somebody that's self-centered, they're in the midst of evil. Okay? That's what it says to me. Now, another runner that I've seen in God's race is the one that quits in the middle of it. They get to running, and they're going, and they're doing good, and something happens. Their child gets sick. They can't pay the bills. Somebody gives them a hard time and says something they don't like and rubs them the wrong way. Well, if this is what this Christian thing is, I'm not going to do it. I quit. I'm done. Well, the Lord don't like when you put your foot to the plow and you turn back. God don't like that. He put you there. He put you there. So He wants you to press forward. Ain't nothing back there. All right? And I'm not supposed to be swerving to the right, and am I speaking scripture here? I'm not supposed to be swerving to the left. What am I supposed to be doing? I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. Follow Jesus. Simple to me. We make it difficult because this is why. We want to do what we want to do, how we want to do it. Right? That's our nature. And I'm sorry, we all have to fight against it. That's just how it is. And how do you win that? Prayer. Drawing close to the Lord, because he's going to be there. He's going to help you. He's going to give you strength that you didn't even know you had. He's done that to me. I'm right up here today. See what I'm saying? So, quitting, Philippians 3:14 says, I press on towards the goal. And that's what I was saying. Press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So there's more to me than me being up here. How about that? There's more to you than where you are in life. There's more to you. It says, press on towards the mark. God made you. God made you. They are, Judy, that's you. This is how I made you. This is what I want you to do. Okay, Joanne, this is you. Now, this is what I want you to do. Okay? Now, another runner that I have run across is one that's totally lost and confused. Ain't got a clue. They're following folks that they shouldn't be following. They're not reading the Word of God. They're not talking to the Lord. They're not around saints. They ain't doing church. They ain't listening to gospel music. They out in the bars or whatever. Okay? Lost and confused. Now there's some that's in the church that is lost and confused. And we ain't paying no mind. Paying no mind. We are to be making disciples. Constantly. I'm to be teaching you something, and you to be teaching me. And I'm to accept that, to go under your leadership, right? So, Isaiah 41:10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So what you're so afraid of? God says, I will strengthen you. Do we believe God's word or not? You believe it? Okay, so this is Isaiah 41:10. It says, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. And how is he going to do that? With his righteous right hand. Okay? So if you're lost and confused and you're not quite sure, talk to the Lord, read his word, listen to gospel music. Lord says, you draw close to me, I'm there. Right? That's what he says. Now another runner that I've noticed was the runner that runs and is never ever noticed. You don't know what they're doing. They're out taking care of the Lord and his business and his people and looking for ways to minister and to do the God thing. You know what I'm saying? So, and the thing is about this self-centered person, they're looking for all the attention. They're looking for all the thank yous and the pat on the backs. Huh? And there's a competition thing, too. I'm better than you. Watch me. Let me show you. Right? None of that. Character is godly. It's evilness. Let's call it what it is. Evilness. If you're in competition with me, and you're trying to beat what I'm doing, and you're not focusing yourself on the Lord, but you just trying to override me, God don't like that. And that is not godly. Because God sends them out two by two. God sends them out in unity. Amen? Love, patience, kindness. Love bears all. Forbearance. Now, I'm going to put up with that. I deserve it? No. But I've done a whole lot of things, and God forgave me, and he put up with me. So it's time for me to put up. You see what I'm saying? So if you're running your race and nobody's paying attention, well, that is great. You know what the Lord calls that? The perfect runner. Do you know why? They don't want no attention. They don't want a pat on the back. They don't want no money. Okay? They want to just serve the Lord wherever he opens up the doors. And they do not mind telling you where the Lord put them either. They give the honor and glory to the Lord and not themselves. Amen? So, the runner that never is noticed. In Colossians 3:23, whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. If you're doing it to satisfy your pastor, you need to check with the Lord first. Okay? I'm not saying to come up against your pastor. That is not what I'm saying. What did this say here? Whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Lord, I feel this calling on my life. I feel like maybe I should go to West Virginia. Lord, should I go? And you wait for the answer. Because when you put it out there like that, and it's a time thing, and you got to answer, remember the Lord's never late. And he's going to give you the answer. He's going to say, more than likely, go. Go and tell. Everybody's got a life story. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you've been. I call it a Jesus story. Okay? I've got a few of my own where the Lord has brought me from. So I'm striving to be that perfect runner. Am I there? Of course not. I'm striving to. And the Lord calls that righteousness because I'm trying. I'm trying my best. I'm reading the Word of God. I'm not bragging about me. I'm not beating up my sister because she's over here doing this and she's doing that. And I want it now. You see how evil that is? Woo! When the Lord gave me that, it was like midnight. I was like, say what? You want me to say what? It's like, oh my. All right. The perfect runner, Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. So what do you think the race of life is? What do you think that is? We follow in Jesus. And our faith in Jesus, that's the race for life. Your faith. What does the Lord tell us? Guard our hearts because the issues of life come in and make shipwreck of our faith. Okay? If we don't have our faith, everything's in vain. Everything. I don't care what you do. If you don't have the faith in the Lord that he's going to bring you out of something and he's going to take care of you, maybe you need to step back and not do some things for a while and get a little closer to the Lord first. Okay? Do you remember this gentleman going up to see the Lord? And he said, I did this and I did that and this and that and the other. And he just hooted and hollered and carried on. And Jesus says, depart from me. I never knew you. Wow. Okay? So whatever we do, we're going to want to make sure that we're doing what the Lord is wanting us to do. We're not wanting to be that self-centered runner. It's not about us in the first place. It really has nothing to do with us. If we are serving the Lord, then who is it about? Serving the Lord. Right? Okay? And when they quit, there's no victory in quitting. There's no victory in turning back. There's just dismay, and your life will probably be destroyed along with everybody else along with you. I often wondered what would happen to me and my sister if my mother and her mother didn't stand their ground in the Lord. Would we be here today? Okay? They were not quitters, and they weren't self-centered. And they weren't trying to beat each other up. They were loving and caring and helpful and kind. And I love you. I love you. I love you. And I've asked my mother numerous times, and she's tired and she's weary, but she'll still tell you, day at a time, sweet Jesus. And I pray every night for all of you. She didn't quit. She's just tired. So, I got a question for you. What kind of runner are you? I just mentioned a few. We got the self-centered one. Be hard on yourself when you're thinking of this. Truly, because this is why. Because we're running our race for Jesus Christ. And when he calls us home, we're going to want to know that we got all of our eggs in the basket. We're not going to want to miss something. You see what I'm saying? Because the heat is on. See what I'm saying? Number one, like I said, you got to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. That's just it. Or you're not a runner in the race at all. You're disqualified. And you won't only be disqualified from the race in life. You will be disqualified from entering heaven. Is that serious? That serious. And are we living our life like that? Are you guarding your run for the Lord? I am. I got my helmet on. I got my shield on. I got peace on my feet. I'm not out to fight nobody. I'm out to love and to take care of you just like the Lord has done me. Now, we have to say things like this, you know, because we are going to be accountable for what we know. I have to tell you, the Lord chose me. Do you know the Bailey family from Eastvale, Pennsylvania? Do you know that? That's where I came from. That's where my sister came from. Shrinking and hooting and hollering and drugs and this and that and the other. Okay? So, I have to tell people what the Lord has told me, because if I don't, I'm going to be accountable for your blood. The Bible says so. That's how serious our relay for Jesus is. And I'm sorry, I haven't always run my race like this. I've been self-centered. I quit. I was lost and confused. I was one of them runners that never got noticed. And I'm working on the perfect runner now by pushing all this other stuff aside. Okay? That's called maturity in the Lord. That's what that's called. So, I'm not sure how much time I have. Just go on. Well, praise the Lord. Oh, sorry. I am from Eastvale, Pennsylvania, just saying. Oh, anyways, there's a lot of good folks there. Don't get me wrong. Okay? So, where are you at? What changes can you make? We have choices every single day. I could have chose to stay in my bed today and not even come here. Right? And there's been days I felt just like that. And I'm like, okay, I'm going. And I'd roll the eyes and stuff, you know, because I was tired and I was self-centered. Why not? I didn't want to get up out of bed. I wanted Judy time. That was Judy time. I worked 65 hours this week. This is my time. I'm tired. I'm in the bed. Well, the Lord had to work on me and say, Judy, Judy, I give you the time, honey. I can take the time from you. You know, a father corrects his children, correct? So I had to learn that it wasn't about me at all. And I needed to start dying to myself. I had to pick up my, where's it at? My cross. I had to die to my dreams. I had to die to my wants. I had to die to my needs. I had to surrender all to Jesus. And it wasn't easy. I'm stubborn. Do you remember seeing pictures like on Facebook and social media? There's Jesus with this big teddy bear behind his back. And there's this little girl with this wee little teddy bear. And he's got his hand out like this. He says, give it to me. And he's standing there with that big teddy bear back there. She's just crying and hooting and hollering. No, I ain't giving that up. And I'm sure Jesus is thinking, oh, come on, honey. I got something better for you. Give me that thing. Amen. So, self-centeredness will destroy you. Just that simple. Because you're not going to want to go to church. You're not going to want to find the time to read your Bible. You're just way too busy. I got to take care of the kids. I got to clean the house. I got to go to work. And the husband's carrying on. I don't know what I'm going to do with him. You see what I'm saying? Lord, I ain't got time to talk to you. Love ya. And off you go. Day after day after day. You're not going to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, an effective personal relationship with Jesus Christ, if it's all about you. Amen? And if you quit, you're never going to know victory. You're always going to be down and under. You're going to be depressed and discouraged and want to throw in the towel online. You're going to want to take it out on some folks that didn't deserve it, but that's just how you felt that day. You see what I'm saying? So in the quitter, you just quit. You're not even going to see God's blessings. You're not even trying. The lost and confused person, they're trying. Did you notice that? Lost and confused. They're in the middle, and they're trying to do the Lord's will, but they don't know how. And I don't know how many times I've gone to a church and a young lady would come in and it just bugged me. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to get on my soapbox here, but I've been at a few churches and there's been women that come. I'm not saying it happens here. I'm just telling you on experiences that I've had other places. Young mother would come in, the husband was deployed, and she come in with five kids. And not one person said hi to her. Not one person greeted her. Not one person said, how you doing today? Good to see you here today. And I stood by and I watched that for 3 Sundays and I just couldn't take it no more. We went out to lunch with them 5 kids. If folks can't come through the door and feel welcomed, how are we going to make disciples? Starts here. Starts with us. I came through the door one time. for the very first time. And I was received and I got hugs and I wanted to come back. There's nothing worse than stepping into a church and something's happening. There's no love. God is love. And sometimes it happens and you don't mean it to happen, you know, because just not paying attention close enough. You see what I'm saying? So, but in order for us to help people, we are to equip. I'm here to equip you, to help you to not be self-centered, to help you to not quit, to help you to not be lost and confused, to help you to be one of those runners never noticed, and to be the perfect runner, and to continue your race, your relay, your run, your walk for Jesus Christ the rest of your days. Amen? So we're to come into church and we're to get equipped and support and to love and to nurture and to make disciples. And as soon as you step out that door, that 1 foot, that's the mission field. You don't have to go overseas. That's the mission field. Are you ready? Are you ready for the race? I'm going to sing a song. And I want to invite you to come up here. Just to come up here in between you and the Lord. I'll be up here if you want me to be. But I want you to look at your life seriously and say, okay, Lord, I need to do this. Lord, I need to do that. Lord, I'm sorry for this. Lord, will you help me with that? Lord, I accept you as a personal Savior. Lord, I'm sorry I've been backslidden. Lord, help me to take this life that you've given me seriously to where I can help other people make it to heaven. I went to a prison, my husband and I, for the first time. And the Lord spoke to me about Judy. And I had never been in a prison ministry before. Like I said, the Lord has opened doors wide open the last 2 months. I don't know what he's doing, but he's up to something good. Amen? So I go, and I'm getting ready to, I was a little nervous about it. Prison, I don't know, Lord. My husband used to work in a prison. I'm going to go with him. He can lead this one. Right, girls? Praise the Lord. He's supposed to be leading anyways. So the Lord told me, Judy, he will call you by name. Okay? God calls his children by name. Judy, I want you to tell these men, some of them have accepted me as personal Savior, and they're not accepting the love that I have for them. They're saying that they are, but they're not letting me help them change. They're not letting me help them grow. They're not letting me mold them into what I made them to be. And I want you to tell them that. So I did. Looked at me like I was silly. But anyways, I told him, and three or four other folks come up and spoke. And it was all about the love of Christ. And none of us talked about our messages at all. So that was confirmation for me. So when my time came around again, I put the hammer down. I said, boys, the Lord loves you. So are you ready to make him changes? Are you ready to let him love you? Just like a mother corrects her children, don't go out on that road. You're going to get flattened. Okay? Don't go down to that river fishing. You're going to fall in and drown. Go with an adult. Well, God does the same thing. Now, we want our children to accept that, right? Right? We don't want them flattened. And we don't want them drowned. Amen? God's the same way. You clear over here, Judy. What in the world are you doing over here? You're supposed to be over there, girl. Not following the Lord's direction at all. I'm sorry. I'm out of a little country, and I just put it out there. Okay? Let the chips fall where they may. But the thing is, we've got to run our race as if it's our last day, because it very well could be. Right? So I go into this prison and I talk to these guys and I tell them, you know, whatever. And then my time came around the second time and then talked to them about it again. Over 25 men in that prison, in that room, gave their life to the Lord. Was I taking the Lord seriously? Was I paying attention? Was I listening to his voice? God will speak to you in his words. God will speak to you through seniors in the nursing home. Hey, Judy, you got a trip inside the trip, honey? Watch for it. See what I'm saying? I wouldn't be here today if I didn't pay no attention to it. Okay? So the Holy Spirit is to guide us to heaven. The thing is, we have to let it happen. We have to work with God. Now, if this is all Greek to you, you're like, sounds okay, Pastor Judy, but never heard that stuff before. I suggest that you get on your phone under Bible Gateway and just read the Bible. Just read it. The living word of God. And nothing, none of his words will go back void. None. Isn't that what it says? So my advice to you would be to read the word of God. Turn it on, put some headsets in while you're cleaning. Listen to it. In between you and him. Nobody needs to know. It's about you and him anyways. Right? My race is not about your race. I'm to equip you. I'm to help you. You're supposed to do the same thing for me. Amen? So I want you to think of where you are. I'm going to sing a song. Okay? And just come on up and talk to the Lord. And let's see what the Lord has planned at this time. Amen? Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for always being here with us. Thank you for watching over us. In Jesus' name.
Oh, sisters,
let's go down.
Let's go down.
Come on down. Come on, sisters, let's go down. Down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down.
Let's go down.
Come on, town. Come on, brothers, let's go down. Down in the river to pray. I'm going to ask you to come on up. Everybody come on up and join hands. And we're going to pray together. Come on up. Come on up. Don't be shy. It's time for you and the Lord. Come on up. Don't be shy. It's okay.
Oh, fathers,
let's go down.
Let's go down.
Come on down.
Oh, fathers,
let's go down. Down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and to show where the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way.
Oh, mothers,
let's go down.
Come on down.
Don't you want to go down?
Come on, mothers,
let's go down, down in the river to pray.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and to show where the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down. Let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the
Heavenly Father, thank you for today, and thank you for your blessings, and thank you for this time of gathering here, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're asking that you help us to be serious about our walk with you each and every single day, and help us to draw close to you and read your words and talk to you and listen for an answer. Lord, direct us in what we're needing directed in. Help us to not do our own thing. Lord, help us to be worthy of the calling that you have called us to do. Bless each and every single person here, Lord. You know everything about everyone and what's on their heart, and you know what's needed in their life. Lord, we're asking for that. What is needed? To help make the changes, to help to run for Jesus, whatever is needed for a person in this room. And anyone that hears this message after this, dear Heavenly Father, quicken spirits, change minds, change situations, change lives for your honor and glory. Help us to always be mindful that it's not about us. It's about you. And what you have done for us. Help us to be serious about that and go and tell of what Jesus has done for us. Help us to not be shy. Help us to be bold and to go into the world and just tell people what Jesus has done. Help us be those Bibles that people can read by looking at us. That they can say, oh, I want what she's got. I don't know what it is. Lord, help us to be that. Help us to be the light in the darkness. You called us out of darkness, Lord. You send people to us, Lord. Equip us. Help us. Do your will. And as we depart here today, dear Heavenly Father, we take that first step out that door. Help us to take our life serious for Jesus. From this point on, if we have it, and if we have to continue, whatever is needed, Lord, you know. Thank you for your amazing grace. Thank you for being with us each and every single day. Your grace is sufficient for us each and every single day. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.